Donc le déroulé va être le suivant.
Je vais vous épeler ces noms. Ensuite, je vous lirai une première fois la dictée.
In the courtyard here, in a school in Île Saint-Denis, north of Paris, children, teenagers, adults and pensioners are sitting attentively at rows of desks, each with a blank piece of paper in front of them, pens at the ready. They're all ears as local writer Rachid Santaki explains the rules of the dictée géante, or giant dictation. Before he begins to read the text, he spells out the proper nouns they'll be hearing.
Cosette. Cosette, attention, c'est C.
And when he says the word Cosette, there's a little sigh at the back, as some people immediately understand he'll be reading from Les Misérables by Victor Hugo, one of the French classics.
Mont de Piété, donc Mont de Piété, c'est M majuscule O-N-T tiret.
Every school kid in France has been raised on dictation. It's often seen as a chore. But here, people have willingly come to spend their Saturday afternoon being tested on their knowledge of the French language.
It sounds like you're having fun. So explain to us, what's the attraction?
The thing is, we all appreciate French literature, and like spelling is now very important for us because most of the people are writing as they can hear now. And we are losing our spelling every day. I mean, even me, I was studying literature and everything, but now, as we are on Facebook, Twitter and everything, we are writing short terms. So it's a nice occasion for us to just challenge ourselves and check that we still have the spelling right. So that's why we are here. And to be honest with you, our friends are very surprised. They're like, oh, really, you are going to the spelling today? We're like, yeah.
Testing yourself to make sure that you're still on top of it.
We still have it, yeah.
French dictation is a bit more than, let's say, spelling bees in the UK or the United States, where it's enough to know how words are spelt. French nouns are masculine or feminine, and that can impact on how verbs are conjugated. So in the phrase, for example, the house that Jack built, the verb build, construire, is accorded with the feminine noun maison, and so it becomes construite and not construit. But then there are cases where you wouldn't accord the verbs. So mastering French isn't just about learning spellings by heart. It's about working things out. It's challenging. And that's what some people love about it, even the kids.
Why have you brought your daughter to La Dictée Géante, the giant dictation?
Because I think it's very important to know how to write French without faults. And my daughter knows pretty well, write correctly, and I like to share this with her.
Do you like dictation?
Yes, it's cool.
It's cool?
Wow.
Do you think the French language is very complicated?
J'aime les défis.
You like challenges.
Donc je commence. Très bonne dictée, bravo à tous et à toutes. Il ne suffit pas. Il ne suffit pas.
Saint-Denis is a poor town. Cherouana Asia is wearing a hijab and has come along with her two children.
Pourquoi je fais ça? C'est pour voir mon niveau.
I'm doing this to check my level in French literature in general, she says, and to see if I make a lot of spelling mistakes or not. I do make a few mistakes over the circumflex or aigu accents, but it gives me a boost to come here. You know why this dictation exists? It's to encourage people to read. That's why I bring my kids. Look at my son. He's in the first year of primary. He doesn't know how to read and write, but he's having fun. And my daughter, she's 9, and she's very excited to be here.
Elle adore lire.
Grâce aux 57 francs.
This is Rachid Santaki's 177th dictation.
L'idée, c'est de réunir les gens, de s'amuser autour de l'orthographe.
It's about bringing people together, having fun around spelling and the French language, he says. No matter how old you are, your social class, your ethnic origins, no matter where you're from.
La dictée, c'est un exercice qui traumatise.
Dictations can be a traumatizing experience, but at the end of the day, everyone leaves here with a smile.
Je parle souvent de plaisir lecture.
I often talk about the pleasure of reading, of writing, and that means having fun. We take the drama out of it. We turn the experience upside down.
La langue française, c'est ce qui nous réunit. Si chacun
the French language is what unites us. I mean, without a common language, there can't be a bridge between us. Mastering French is a way of getting a job, Having power, meeting people, it's allowed me to write books, to become someone. Daring to speak out is very important. In fact, it's vital.
Pour pouvoir prendre la parole, c'est très important, c'est essentiel finalement.
Les volontaires, récupérez les copies, merci. Écoliers primaires.
So now that all the dictations have been collected, there's a team of correctors over here. The pressure's on, Priscilla. You're doing the corrections.
Yes. And the time is really short, so we have to, you know, to be really serious in our correction and at the same time to be speed. So, okay. Yeah, there is a real pressure.
Okay, so I won't interrupt you too much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Non, elle est où, la copine de Joseph? C'est lui qui a gagné et tout.
How many people took part in the end?
Around 200.
Yeah,
250?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not bad, huh?
I think it's very good, you know. I don't know if many events can regroup so many people, you know, in the same place at the same time. So, yeah, we are pretty happy with this number.
Yeah. It reminds us the moment where we were young, when we were young and we used to make all the dictation. But now we are older and it's good to be on the other side, the one who corrects.
That's Enver Dos Santos. He's in charge of youth information at Saint-Denis City Hall.
This area called Saint-Denis is an area where there is a lot of difficulties to learn and to succeed. It's more difficult because there is less money and because there is less thing to succeed. But we try, we always try. And the city like Lille Saint-Denis try to help all the young people to improve themselves by reading, by making this kind of exercise, and try to make better, because it's true that it's more difficult here than Paris. In Paris, it's a reality.
For Priscilla Begos, a dynamic volunteer for the Dictée Géante, speaking and writing good French is a real plus in helping children from racial minorities like herself get on in life.
We need to show people that we can do it, in fact, because we are in this kind of society where we have to prove things always. Sometimes people just stop at our color, and we have to prove them that we can do it. And I think, yeah, we need to show them that we can talk, we can read, and we can write. That's really important for us.
And there were also quite a few mothers here wearing the hijab.
Exactly, yes.
You know, mothers who are practicing Muslims.
Yeah, yes. And this is really, really good to see them, because we can see that they want to come with their children to show them that if I can do it, you can do it too. And that's the thing that we want to show people. See that writing is also a game. Just come and play it.
It's fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Priya, tu viens, tu nous rejoins, Priya. On va l'applaudir, on l'applaudit jusqu'à qu'il arrive. Plus fort, plus fort, plus fort, plus fort, plus fort, plus fort.
Prizes are handed out for the dictations with the least number of mistakes. 11-year-olds Maud and Yazid share the prize for the college level. Yazid holds his brand new tablet close to his chest.
J'ai eu une faute et une deuxième faute, mais
I made one mistake, well, two, he says. In primary, my dad made me work at French. Well, it's paid off. From time to time, the debate over whether French is a little too complex comes back on the agenda. Most recently, two Belgian linguists advocated simplifying the language. But Rachid Santaki isn't convinced. The language is evolving, but I don't think we should simplify it, he says. When it's complex, it forces you to make an effort, to ask questions. I'm more in favour of encouraging curiosity, to make people go and find their own answers to things.
So you're not too disappointed that you didn't win?
No, it's okay, because we learned some words, so I think it's really good for us to come here, and we are happy. I think we're going to go back to another one.
You'll do it again?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. It was really good.
So do you now know what gargote means?
Yeah, it's like a cheap restaurant, and we didn't know that because actually we're not using it now, but we're going to go to a gargote now.
How did you perform?
Moi, j'ai eu deux fautes.
Okay, so just two mistakes. You got three and you got three. So are you happy with that?
Oui. Mais on aurait bien voulu gagner la tablette.
Ah, you would love to have won the tablet. Well, I can understand that. It was a big prize, wasn't it?
Il faut essayer de s'améliorer.
Well, you've got to try and improve.
On va commencer à à s'entraîner bien, 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 comme ça, l'année prochaine, ça sera nous les gagnants.
So you're going to go home, practice more and more and more, come back next year and win.
That's all for today. From me, Alison Hurd. Bye for now.